Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Dave, you helped out first, what office are you thinking of running for again?
Thinking of the trustee of West Dundee again.
Okay.
That's the plan.
You ran last time.
I love the local, right? I ran last time. I want to be part of that local community. You know, I've lived there.
Right. Came up a little short last time.
Yeah.
So we're getting ahead of it this time.
Yeah.
Right. We can't talk about it once you file, because then we have equal laws that equal time.
Yeah, but you're way ahead of that.
You're contemplating.
Yeah.
Name recognition.
Yeah.
David Haas.
And we like to talk about it. It's President's Day.
Right.
You're excited, right? And we talk about the history. You ran.
I ran for school board.
I think at Hochberg.
You did.
I got crushed.
Oh.
You know how much money I spent on my campaign? Zero. I got like 3,000 votes. Came in 8th, 9th, or 10th.
Out of what?
I think 12.
Mm.
Wasn't bad.
I think I read Abraham Lincoln. He lost his first election.
Yeah. So there.
Encouraging, guys.
Following an honest
age. You just got to keep going.
He's my idol. I'm following right in the wake that he created for me. All right. Real quick before we hit the break, and then we'll come back talk more.
That sounds good.
We talk about every time you're on, somebody texts in about a hot tub with jets in it, converting the hot tub. They haven't used it. They don't want to use it anymore. It's just sitting there taking up a lot of space. They want to convert it into a tub, and you help a listener in Elgin. You want to quickly cover it, and then we'll come back and dive deeper?
Yeah, I mean, just a way to relieve some of that big construction that could happen. Removing some of these tubs, that requires almost a whole bathroom remodel. So we're cutting out those jets. We repair them. We refinish the tub. We save a lot of time and effort. I mean, this job is done in 2, maybe 3 days versus 2 weeks, 3 weeks waiting for things, and what a difference it will make.
Investment on something like that as opposed to tear out.
Yeah, $2,000 to $3,000 as opposed to tearing it out, which, I mean, depending on your taste, 12, 15, 20
easy.
Absolutely.
Easy.
When Jeremy's here, he always talks about the bathroom budget, right? And there's always that Grenada powder. You can always remodel,
right?
But you can try something like this, save some money, try it out. See where it takes you.
How huge is that when listing a home, turning it from a hot tub from the 1990s, early 2000s, which was hugely in vogue, and there's some listeners out there, I just put mine in last week, and it's great. but on the big macro level, the greater market, not really into those tubs as much of as a soaking tub.
Correct.
What are you seeing?
Yeah, I think that nobody wants to have to take on that project. And so, but it's so practical. You have this space here that no one's using. So to come in and make it functional and what somebody wants and visually more appealing, I think that for the cost that would be for living in there, but definitely for selling, it is so well worth it.
You get that value back.
Yes.
You're not going to probably, and you know this better than anybody, but you're not going to list the house for $25,000 more because you just redid the bathroom, $50,000 more. You're not going to get that return. So spend a little bit of money.
Yes.
And you can recover that very quickly.
Yeah. And a bathroom is something, no matter who buys the house or who lives there, they're going to use it. So they're going to see it. It's going to make an impact on their decision. Yeah.
And typically,
kitchens and baths.
And typically, that's the bath that new starter families use to bathe the kids.
Absolutely.
That's where the memories are made. Right? That came out wrong.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know what I'm saying. Or maybe
Absolutely.
Where more babies are made. 312-981-7200. 312-981. I'll flow chart that for you, Benny. Don't worry about it. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN. More with David Haas and Miracle Method after these messages.
Dave, let me ask you a question. Somebody advised you to bring an actual sample, carry it all the way down here to a radio show. Do you understand what I'm saying here?
It's amazing.
So somebody advised you to schlep this thing down
here. I made it.
To a radio show. Is that correct?
Yes.
You want to know why? I'm the guy that made the recommendation, all right? I know you're taking a shot, which I can take, because I've been known to give out a shot here or there.
A marketing genius.
I'm a marketing.
Why don't you bring the tub down to the radio show?
You never asked me to bring anything to the show.
Because I don't want to see what you got going on. I don't need to see pumps. I don't need to see bugs. I don't need to see any type of like roofing material.
But he could have sent you a picture via the internet.
No, because I'm going to hold it. You and I are going to hold it. You can't get that.
I'm not touching it.
We're going to hold it. You're going to limbo under it.
No. Here, you and I are going to hold it down. Roy's going to step over it so we could show what it is for somebody somebody to transition into a bathtub and how easy it is. That's all we're saying.
For an older person.
No, I'm not saying he's an older person. I'm just saying that.
You have to speak up. I'm sorry. I'm missing all.
No, it's okay.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Joe Hogan. So that's Jeremy's father, Joe.
Yeah. Yeah.
May he rest in peace. You never. He would have loved you. So he would, with your mouth, he would have. He would have just. That would have been interesting to watch that dynamic go down. So that was good old Joe Hogan.
That was
true. Magic.
Love it. Yep.
And none of that was planned. No, he
not
just
a thing.
Started coming at me, and I'm just like, okay, you want to go? Let's go. All right, so let's talk. We got a text in here, Dave. I cringe when I have to fill up a jacuzzi tub and run it. I never know what is going to come out of those jets.
Yes, this is true. And this is, people tell me this all the time. And if you have, we haven't used this tub in 12 years.
Oh, yeah.
And then they fill it up and just, I mean, it is not good.
You got a science project going on.
That is, yeah. Yeah. So, and this is what we talk about. So if you're really, if you really love those jetted tubs, you're somebody that's going to take care of it and you're going to use it and you're going to clean it and you got to do it regularly. If you're not doing that or you haven't been in it in 30 years, this is the chance to give us a call, do something different.
And the time frame is, again, you go out. I know you said a couple of 3 days, but
yeah.
Walk us through. The consultation, that's an hour, right?
Sure.
Half hour,
yeah.
An hour. Okay. Then day of, right? They get there at 7, 8, 9 o'clock in the morning, whatever time they get there. Walk us through the procedure. Go.
Yeah, sure. We're going to arrive on the scene. We get set up. Of course, they're going to, our technicians, highly trained, walk you through the project, and as we go, I mean, with the jetted tub situation here, we're cutting out those jets, cutting out the switches, and then repairing that. So using the proper tools, of course, fiberglass and acrylic resins, and again, highly trained guys, repair all the holes. We refinish that bathtub. It's like new again.
Okay, so the first day, you remove the jets.
Yeah, I guess I didn't really catch what the day is there. So first day is repair, and depending on how many jets, I mean, some tubs, I mean, you've seen them. There's 12, 15.
Yeah.
I mean, some you have four. So if we can get the application and the repair done in the first day, then you're looking at a two-day job, mm-hmm. and second day is cleanup, buffing, polishing, making sure it looks good before we leave.
And let's say someone's tub, they like the jets, they use it, and it's great, but mm-hmm. it's like bisque or like a creamy tan, and they want to do their bathroom in white and gray.
Yep.
Walk us through that.
Yep, of course. And so without repairing the jets, you have that lesser sort of labor there, and it's going to go a lot faster. And that's a typically 1.5-day job.
And what's that process like? So I want to change the color from cream to white.
Yep. I mean, that's our good old-fashioned refinishing process.
Okay.
And so a lot of deep cleaning, of course. We start, you have to prep the area. We have to make sure only the bathtub turns white in this case,
yeah.
And so there's a lot of work that goes into that.
Okay.
The application's all sprayed on, so again, a highly trained technician mixing, doing all this chemical stuff,
mm-hmm. taping and sealing off other areas.
That's
of the bathroom.
Important. Yeah, it's a very important thing. And the answer though is, if you do want the jets or you do keep the jets,
mm-hmm.
it's still an option.
Sure.
We still refinish bathtubs all the time.
And then outside of the tubs, because I'm thinking about for all my clients,
mm-hmm.
outside of the tub, there's always tile in the surround, right?
Yep.
So let's just say that tile is like a creamy color. And they again want it to be white. What are the options for that?
Yeah, and so kind of anything under the sun. So we have a great selection of colors, but also, yes, white is a killer option,
yep.
a lot of grays. And so we're adding maybe a day if there's a color change.
Yeah.
And it's a great way to update. I mean, this is why we have a great business, because you have the chance to less mess, less stress, update that bathroom. You have a new lease on that bathroom for a fraction of the cost of remodeling.
Yeah. So if I went into a master bathroom that had an oak cabinet with a tan tub, you could come in a couple days, paint those cabinets white.
Right.
We could get some new fixtures, and you could do all new. Really, you could make that whole bathroom look new in a couple days, which
is
incredible.
Exactly.
That's incredible.
Yep. Do you do acrylic inserts?
And we can do those too. And there are situations where maybe people wait a little too long to call us and you've got some tile falling off the wall. I mean, this is our theme for today a little bit, is kind of that don't wait mentality. Like you said, I mean, get out of the, if you're in that situation, get out. If the tile is falling off the wall, I'm telling you, this is a great time to call. You know,
you are looking
at some disasters.
Will you repair that tile before you resurface it?
Yeah. And in some cases, you have different tile, different shaped tile. You don't have any of that old 60-year-old tile anymore in your basement. So we're going to match that tile size. We'll do the repair, and then we can refinish it all to match.
Yeah.
Aren't some acrylic surrounds Straight to the rafters or straight to the joists?
There, you have some options there. So, you know, broadly, I'd say yes. And depending on the situation, you're putting up cement board or green board or something like that, and then putting up a wall. Yeah.
I've got a tiger-themed bathroom. I know you find that hard to believe, Sarah. So we've got, like, the leopard. It's a leopard tiger room where we have felt tiger. So I got black and red lights. So it looks like the tiger and the panther are fighting each other over the bathtub while I soak.
Huh. Nice.
That's a new trend coming. You didn't even think of that, did you, Sarah?
I think when you have 26 bathrooms in your house, you can do that.
Well, that's a good shot. Very well played.
Thank you.
That was good.
That's one of the other 25 themes.
Yeah, exactly.
walk us
scary.
Through.
It's only 19. 312-981-7200. I just got something texted to us by one of our great listeners from 708. Whirlpool baths. Enter at your own risk.
Oh.
This is from NBC Universal, right? Better think twice before soothing those aching muscles in a whirlpool tub. A new study shows they can be breeding grounds for a host of disease-causing bacteria, according to Dr. Rita B. Moyes, M-O-Y-E-S, a microbiologist at Texas A&M University, tested 43 water samples from both private and hotel whirlpools. Enter at your own risk.
Yeah, keyword there, hotel whirlpools.
Hotel
whirlpools. We're talking about a primary residence
in there.
Here.
Yeah.
Both private and hotel whirlpool bathtubs. The types that are filled and drained after each use as distinguished for recreational spas and hot tubs. Every tub we tested had some kind of microbial growth.
David, did they use your tiger bathroom in that study?
No jets there, I don't think.
We tested David down at the bottom. David Hochberg's tiger panther room is 100% sanitary and is a huge selling upgrade for those looking to buy his home in the future.
Quote.
That's from
Thanks
a microbiologist, Dr. Moyes, down at... See, she knows my leopard tiger room is awesome. If our listeners want to reach out. Now, tell me that's not going to be like a trend where we wear felt paint. I created it.
The jungle room.
I created it.
I took felt, crushed it, put it in the paint, mixed it up, put it on there. So when the red light hits it, it makes the panther and the leopard. And I threw a panther in there now. A panther, a leopard, and a tiger. They're multiplying. They're finding their way into my bathroom.
It's not just the only thing finding its way in there.
I'm usually alone.
Already in your tub.
I have the best time in my bathtub alone. If our listeners want to reach out to you, Mr. Haas, how do they reach out to you?
Please give us a call at 630-832-2250 or miraclemethod.com/WGN.